It's a schos and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And this week, we have the Chag HaShavuos. We've all been waiting for the Chag HaShavuos, the counting from Pesach to Shavuos, the Sefiras HaOmer. And we're going to do like we always do every week. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very, very real way. The famous Gemara tells us in Shabbos, on Daf Peches, Daf Yomi is getting close to that Gemara, Peches, they're in the Pes right now, and the Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, when they got the Torah, the Gemara says that Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges, that Hashem said, you better accept the Torah. And if you don't accept the Torah, Sham Tehei Kfur Aschem, I'm going to kill you. And the Gemara says it was like a gigas, it was like a barrel. Tosfos is right on the top of the page on Peiches, says, what do you mean? It says in Parshas Mishpatim, that when Klal Yisrael got the Torah, it was on a level of Naseh V'Nishma. That's Tosfos' question. But the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says that Kimu V'Kiblu, they went and they had a re-acceptance of the Torah, and that was in the time of Megillas Esther, the time of Achashverosh and Haman and Mordechai, Purim time. And the Gemara says that they were able to get the Torah, and they got it out of Ratzon. So we're going to ask a couple questions. It's going to be like a couple themes, and we're going to put it all together, God willing. First of all, in the Torah, where do we find anything that, again, it's a Gemara, but where do we find that it was Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges? Tosfos again has that question that they really did accept the Torah willingly, but where do we find anything Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges? And furthermore, in the time of Purim, if you look throughout the whole story of Purim and the whole Megillas Esther, it doesn't say anything that they got the Torah out of Ratzon and they wanted the Torah. What's that talking about? And furthermore, we all know that on Shavuos, there's a big minhag that everyone gets flowers, right? Talking about Har Sinai, and Har Sinai was beautiful, and they have flowers. But there's very little liturgy on flowers. There's like one little line in a medrash that they had flowers, that Har Sinai had flowers. Usually men, they think to themselves, oh, flowers. What's the big deal of flowers? They're going to die anyways. What's the point of getting them? Obviously, we get them. We have to make our lives happy. But why is Shavuos the time of flowers? The Gemara says, Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges. Maybe we should have barrels. We should have kegs of beer, of wine. Well, in the shuls. Maybe the men like that more, right? So why flowers specifically? That's question one. All right, Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges, where do we find it? In the Megillas Esther, where do we find it? In the Torah, and why specifically flowers? Question two, Shavuos, we've been counting, we're getting closer to the end, Sefiras HaOmer, and we know that Shavuos is one day. All the other Yomim Tovim, all the other Shalosh Regalim, by Pesach and Sukkot, is 7 days. Right, on Sukkot we have Shemini Atzeres, we have another day. And on Shavuos, which is the holiday of the weeks, the counting of the weeks, we have one day. In the Chutz La'aretz, we have 2 days. And furthermore, when we refer to the Shavuos, when we're going to refer to it in our davening, it says, Zeman Matan Torah Seinu. Why don't you say Yom Matan Torah Seinu? What does this mean, the time of Zeman Matan Torah Seinu? And the Gemara says in Psochim that there was a debate with the other holidays. Is it Chatzi Lashem, half for God, and Chatzi Lachem, and half for you? We know we have a Yom Tov Suda, we eat. And the Gemara says something fascinating in Gemara Psochim, Samachesim Abeis, that by Shavuos, everyone agrees that it's definitely Lachem. What do you mean? Shavuos is a time that we got the Torah. If Shavuos, we got the Torah, why are you telling me everyone believes it's Lachem? Everyone believes it's for the person, he should have a suda. That's the essence.
That's the essence of a Shavuos, the Suda. The essence of a Shavuos is acceptance of the Torah and staying up all night. People have a nice minog to stay up all night and learn the Torah. So what does it mean that everyone agrees that there's Lachem? Question three. The Maharal, the great Maharal, Rabbi Yehuda Lowy, the great Maharal Miprat, he lived in 1512 to 1609, a very long life. He was the great Rav of Prague, philosopher, wrote the Gorarion Chumash, Mamish Gavalda, Kies, Abam Kasha. We know that we have 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. And the Brisa, in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, says that there are 48 ways of Kinyani HaTorah, to accept the Torah. And he says that the reason why we have 49 is every day of the Omer, you have another day to do another thing, to accept the Torah. However, the obvious question on this Maharal is, you messed up. 49, 48, I know Gematria, my dad, my father loves Gematria. Baruch Hashem, he loves to tell you that. Yeah, that's where I got my Daf Yomi. I'm still going strong. We're in Shabbos, getting close to Kabbalah Satorah, Peches. But Gematria is great, and it's great Chochmah, but we're talking about a day. You're a day off. Now, I know you're off by one, but 49, 48, I hear the four, in the 40s, but we're off by one day. So what's going on? What's the Maharal talking about? Okay, let's just guys are over. A lot of questions. But again, we're going to build the Yisoidis. First question is that Klal Yisrael was Kofel Lehem Har Kegiges. Where do we find that anywhere that there's an idea of Kofel Lehem Har Kegiges, that Klal Yisrael had a barrel on top of them? Where do we find that in the Pesukim themselves? Where by the time of Esther and Haman and Achashverosh and Mordechai, the Purim time, do we see that Klal Yisrael had a renewal of the Torah? What's that about? Why flowers? We should have a barrel. The Gemara says, you have a barrel. Let's have a barrel. A barrel of, again, some of the people will be in shuls. Eretz Yisrael started opening up shuls. In America, some have shuls, some not. Okay, yeah, maybe we need that keg of beer to help us a little. But why specifically flowers? And furthermore, Shavuos, why it's called Shavuos? It's one day, and it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu, which should be Yom Matan Torah Seinu, and Akamar and Pesachim. What's going on? And lastly, the Maharal, that says that there's 49 days of the Omer, representing the 48 ways of Kinyani HaTorah. What's that all about? So we're going to develop the Yisod. We're just going to try to develop it and talk about what is the holiday of Shavuos. What's it all about? Again, there's a lot of things of Shavuos. Obviously, we could go on and on and on. Different Mar Makomos, different Chazals. You can always turn off the recorder whenever you want. I don't know about it. But, okay. Comes along the Halaga Kli Yakar. The great Kli Yakar was Rabbi Ephraim Longinus, who lived also in Prague. From 1550 to 1619, he wrote an amazing sefer. Doesn't mean my Haskama, but a sefer that's actually found in Mikros Gedolos, the Klei Yakar. Klei Yakar, the Pasuk of Klei Yakar, is found in Mishle Perachof, Pasuk Tesvav. Klei Yakar, this beautiful stone, the Torah. And the great Refined Luncheons has a beautiful Yesod that we're going to try to answer up all these questions. And the Yisod goes like this. The day of Shavuos, whenever you have something that happened in the calendar, sometimes it's just a remembrance. It's a zikaron. But says the Kli Yakar that by the holiday of Shavuos, it's not limited to that day. It's not limited to Kabbalah HaTorah of that Zman Matan. It's not the day of when we just got the Torah, and we have this remembrance, and we're all not going to, it's amazing, because we don't even know really where Har Sinai is. It's just like another mountain. Why is that? Because it's not a day in the time that we just got the Torah. Says the Kli Yakar, the whole day of Shavuos is that when we got the Torah, and we had that awesome event, and Hashem came to everyone, but it's what we go with the future. It's not just limited to one day. It's what we take with it. Shavuos is not only one day. It's how we accept the Torah. We are building up from a Pesach to a Shavuos. And as we've spoken about the great chinuch. The chinuch says that we had that physical freedom. But it's not just enough the physical freedom. Even the animal could feel physical freedom. We have to go to the spiritual freedom. So we have that spiritual freedom. And that spiritual freedom is that we have the Torah. That we have a life of meaning. We have a life, how do we bring Hashem into our lives? It's not just, you know, that, the Kabbalah centers. It's that we have the Torah. We have Torah Shebichsav. We have Torah Shebaal Peh. And the whole point is to bring it into our lives in a very real way. How to make Torah. Not just limited to one day. It's not just one day. Says the great Kli Yakar. It's taking the experience of the Shavuos, but applying it for the rest of the year. The rest to make Torah real. And that's why he says it's called Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Not Yom. It's not just limited to one day. And that's why we're not so focused on the mountain. And that's why we don't need a whole week. Because we take one day or 2 days in Chutz La'aretz. And then we apply it to our lives. And that's what it's all about. You know, in this quarantine, this time period, again, God willing, we have to daven that things are just going to keep on getting better and better. In Eretz Yisrael, things are really opening up. Schools are back. Shuls are back. And this is Hashem in America very soon. You know, there's been a lot of bonding time with families, which we all know. You could call it bonding time for some and not bonding time for others. And my kids, they love reading, Baruch Hashem, and they love looking at albums, picture albums. We have a lot of pictures, and they took out the wedding album. And when they took out the wedding album, me and my wife, you know, they started looking, and who was there, and how everyone looks, and they're like, oh, Tati, you still have the same glasses. It's been a long time. Hopefully I'll get new glasses one day. And then Tati doesn't have a beard. Now, what's the beauty of looking at an album? Yeah, it's that one day, that awesome day of the wedding. That's amazing. But it's where you see you have come. Where you are now. And you look back at pictures and you like have these memories. But it's I have an experience. And I have a wedding experience or whatever experience. And you think about that experience. But then you show yourself, where did I come from it? How far have I come? And that's what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is a time where we show our love of the Torah. Shavuos is a time that it's not just about that ceremonious occasion, the kolos and the brokim and the thunder. That's not what it's about. It's about taking the Torah and making it real into our lives. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara over there on Samaches Misachim, famous line of the Gemara, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was blind. And Rav Yosef says that if I didn't have the Torah, Kama Ikka Yosef Ashuka. How many Joes they were just being in the marketplace? What does that mean? So that means, like what we're talking about, is that if we didn't have the Torah, so then our lives would just be whatever. Okay, you know, you go on with your life, you do what you can, but now we have the Torah. We are the Am HaNivchar. We are that chosen nation that got the Torah. That Torah is relevant to our lives. Torah is still relevant to our lives. People learning everywhere. That's what's keeping us alive. Ki Hem Chayenu, the Jewish nation is able to survive only because of the Torah. Only because of this unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know, if you want to get close to someone in learning, you learn with them. Oh, what does it have to do with a shore, an ox going another? Oh, come on, I don't have an ox. Maybe an ox is like a car. But it's the blueprint of the world. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. And again, it's been a difficult time. We've been at home a lot, and the situation has not been easy. But the question is going to be, what do I take out? Just like the Har Sinai, the revelation at Sinai. is not just limited to that one day. It's what am I going to take out of it? It's the same thing with this Corona experience, with any experience in life. I have the experience. It's been a long experience, a couple of months. If you told someone this in December, that you're going to be in your house for 3 months, schools are going to close down, schools are going to close down, everyone's going to be on Zoom. I wish I knew about Zoom. I could have been a billionaire overnight. You know, I heard a good thing that a teacher told the kid, you're going to have homework. And the kid said on the Zoom, what do you mean you're going to tell me I have homework? I'm at home. You can't tell me I'm going to have homework on homework. I hear it's a good time though. But if you would have told someone, you think you're crazy. And it's been hard for everyone. Everyone has different challenges. But a person's able to look back and see where he could work on himself. How does he use his time? How can I use my time better? How can I organize myself better? How can I make Limud HaTorah a little more into my life? And everyone has struggles, which we've spoken about a lot in the past couple weeks. But how can I make it real? And that's what the Klei Yikar is saying. The Klei Yikar is saying that it's one day. But it's a one day experience that we could take into the rest of the year. How can we make Torah real? That's what it's all about. So why flowers? Why specifically flowers? Why not a barrel of beer? It's funny, on Purim, one of my neighbors gave me a Corona beer. I'm not such a beer guy. And I still have them. But why flowers? Because flowers, women love flowers. Some men love them also. But men are more, you know, okay, it costs me a lot of money for these flowers. They're going to die anyways. But there's something amazing about it. First of all, they look beautiful. And they make things look beautiful. And the thing about flowers is it's a process. You put the seeds. You grow it. The water. The whole, that's what flowers. Blooming. I like that. Blooming. I just thought of it right now. Blooming. The flowers. It's a process. And that's what Shavuos is. That's why it's represented with flowers. Because it's a process. Life's a process. Things are a process. And Shavuos, we're coming to the culmination, but it's not a culmination. It's that Sviras HaOmer, the 49 days, going from Pesach to Shavuos. As we spoke about that Rambam, it says Doraisa. The Aruch HaShulchan says, why is Doraisa? Because it's bridging the gap between a Pesach to a Shavuos. It's about the Torah, making Hashem, the relationship of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, real. And it's a process. I heard a Gevaldik Vort. Why specifically in the time of Purim do we say we got it at a Ratzon? We got it willingly? There was Hester Panim. It wasn't clear. You look through the whole Megillah. You don't see the Rabbanu Shalom's name there. It says HaMelech a lot. And we spoke about this. I remember my dad sent me a Gevaldik Dvar Torah about how everyone knows that Hashem's name's not in the Megillah and all the different simonim of the Rabbanu Shalom in our lives. But it's Hester Panim. We're in a dark period. We're in a dark period of Jewish history. Getting closer to the Gula. We're not there yet. But everyone's adding to that final redemption, which God willing, we're going to see, and we have to believe it. So why is that Ratzon? So I heard a beautiful idea that B'Shem Rav Aaron Lopiansky, I heard it quoted, Rav Arya Liebowitz said it in one of his shiurim on Y.U. Torah, Gevaldik. And he said that you can have two different things. You can have something that's so clear to you. There's clarity. It's like the sun shining. It's so clear. Or you could have a struggle and you could push through. So when the Torah was given, it needed to be clarity. It needed to be given to the whole nation. Everyone needed to be seen. Everyone needed to be there. That we're the only nation that everyone had the divine revelation from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not just one person, everyone. That's what Har Sinai is about. So there needs to be that clarity like the sun. But sometimes, it's like a gift, so you don't feel it so much. But you know when a person feels it? When a person works hard. When a person is feeling down. When there's Hester Panim. You know, in the time of Megillas Esther, in the time of Purim, we were going to be annihilated. Haman wanted to destroy us. It was so, what was the chances that we were going to survive? Klal Yisrael was getting involved. Igmar Megillah says that Klal Yisrael was getting involved. And it was a very hard time period. But still, we pushed. We persevered. That's Ratzon. When things are hard, and still you push, and you don't give up, that's Ratzon. And everyone, Kefi Mashahu, everyone's different. And everyone has different challenges. But everyone, you don't set that limit on yourself. You push yourself a little more. If it's that person learning 5 hours a day, which is amazing, go push yourself another 5 minutes. If it's someone learning a half hour a day, which is also amazing because everyone is different. And you say, you know what, I want to learn an extra 5 minutes. I want to say an extra parak of Tehillim. Do something, but show yourself you're not limited. You could do more. And that's why it was Ratzon. Ratzon from the time of Purim. And that's at Taisis in Shabbos. Nase v'nishma, did we get it willingly? Or did we, were we kofaleim har kegigis, a barrel? Again, we don't have barrels of wine or barrels of beer. Why? Because a barrel is stagnant. It's not moving anywhere. It's there. But a flower. But why? Says Taisvis. Nase v'nishma. You know what Nase v'nishma is? Says the Medrash Tanchuma. Nase v'nishma is Torah Shebechsav. Torah Shebechsav is not so easy, but it's easier to just get the Pashup Shah. But says the Medrash, Torah Shebaal Peh is hard. Gemara is hard. Aramaic, it's foreign, it's hard. But no, the more you delve into it, that is, Hashem had to force us because it's hard. Kof Aleim Har Kegigis. So again, Shavuos, not just limited to one day, but Shavuos is the Torah. Torah governs our lives. How do we know what to do? How do we know how to act in business? How do we know how to act with people? Yeah, we have intellect. We're smart people. But we have the Torah to define how we interact, how we deal with people. And that's why the Gemara says in Pesachim that of course we have Lachem. Of course we have Lachem on Shavuos. Because like what we're saying now with the Kli Yakar, Shavuos is not only limited. Yeah, we have the one day, but it's not a one day of remembrance. It's a one day of taking the Torah and making it into our lives. And when we're having a Suda with our family, and we're involved, we're making the Torah real. Coming up with stories, looking on the internet, preparing a little, making Torah part of our lives. That's what it's all about. What about the Maharal? The Maharal says 48 days of Kinyani HaTorah, 49 days of Sirus HaOmer, 48 of Kinyani HaTorah. What's that all about? So I heard once B'Shem, one of my Rebbeim, Rav Sacks, quoting Rav Asher Weiss, one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, that he quotes the Gemara in Nida. The Gemara says in Nida, in Daf Ayin Amud Beis, that if a person wants to be a Chacham, obviously he needs to be learn Chachma. He needs to learn. He needs to sit and learn. You can't become a Chacham. You can't know something if you don't sit and do it. However, there's a lot of people that are doing it. What distinguishes one from the other? Says the great Gemara, Siyata Dishmaya, bringing Hashem into my life. That's what it's all about. So says Rav Asher Weiss, 48 days of working on my Midos, working on the Chesed, working on my Torah. It's beautiful. Last year I spoke about, you know, we read about Rus. And the question is, why are we reading about Rus on Shavuos? Shavuos is a time that we got the Torah. Why Rus? Rus, what's that all about? So last year, you can look on YU Torah if you're interested, of Shavuos. Last year, I spoke about how Rus was a person that didn't give up. And who came out of Rus? David HaMelech. And there's a Vilna Gaon that says, that when got the brachas, it says, HaKol Kol Yaakov. And the Vilna Gaon says, when Yaakov got the brachas, it says, Kol. Kol once with a vav and once without a vav. Says the Vilna Gaon, why? Why two kols? So the Vilna Gaon says that the kol with the vav, Male, represents Moshe. Right? Moshe. Har Sinai, being the greatest leader, the greatest Navi that ever lived. That represents the Torah. And kol without a vav represents tefillah, represents the anava, realizing that Hashem runs the world. And who represents tefillah? None other, obviously, than Anshei Knesset HaGdola created the tefillah. But David HaMelech, Tehillim, our Pesukei Zimra, is based on the Tehillim. And that's David HaMelech. So that's what it's all about. Torah and tefillah, David HaMelech, Rus. Because David was born on Shavuos. And David also was Nifter on Shavuos. And David comes from Rus. And we said Moshe Rabbeinu was born 3 months early and he was Zayin Adar. But really, when should he have been born? Ah, beautiful, Shavuos. Zayin Sivan. The Torah and the Tefillah that we show are Dveikus to Hashem in both areas. But I saw another answer. Rus represents Chesed, represents kindness. And Torah without Chesed is nothing. You need both. Torah's Chayim v'Avas Chesed. You need both. Torah without Chesed, and there's so many Gemaras. I can quote so many Gemaras about this. There's a Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Dalet that it says that we have Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Aleph Bina Gimel Lidolim, that we want to have Chochma knowledge Gimel for Dolim, for the impoverished, for people that don't have as much to give out, Gimel for Dalim. There's so many Gemaras, Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches, that says Torah without Chesed is nothing, Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Torah without Chesed. So again, Rus represents Chesed, doing all those acts of Chesed for so many people. David HaMelech represents Chesed. And Torah, of course. You need both, Torah with Chesed. So we build ourselves these 48 days. And then we have to have the Siyata Deshmaya, putting Hashem into our lives. And it's hard, you know, I'm still doing my Siyata Deshmaya book. And everyone, again, sometimes the Siyata Deshmaya book is just a journal of just the things that you see Hashem's hand in your life. You know, running back to the buses in Israel, and running for buses, and making a bus, and the small little things. You miss a phone call, and then you think, this, and then you do that. And so many small, write a journal. You write that journal. After Mea Ve'esrim, your great-great-grandkids are going to look back and see, wow, look how great my great-great-grandfather was, great-great-grandmother. But it's not even for that. That's nice and all. Who knows what will be in 20 years from now, you know? But it's for yourself, to show the relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we take the 48 ways of the Torah with the Chesed, and then that last day before the Shavuos, you don't need. You don't need something. You just need that special Siyata Deshmaya from Hashem. Another answer, that you build yourself for so many different ways. Look at those 48 ways. I think there's a special book, 48 Ways of Acquiring Torah, from the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshua Torah, of Noach Weinberg, I think. And all the different ways, beautiful book in English. And the last day is just taking a step back and just making it real. And that's what Shavuos is about. Shavuos, a lot of ideas here, but I think this is it. Shavuos is, it's not a day of remembrance. Torah is not a book that's outdated. It has nothing to do with our lives. Torah is part of our lives. Torah is what keeps a Jew going. Some more and some less, but the people, if you make it more into your lives, the greater your lives are going to be. That is Hashem. So Shavuos is that day. Why is it called Zman Matan, not Yom? You know why? Because it's the time. It's not just limited to one day. It's for our lives, for the whole rest of the year. So that's what it's all about. And we have to realize how much we're doing and how much we're accomplishing. And we have to be proud of ourselves. Just to end the following story, I heard a great story from Wallerstein. I heard it, again, so many shiurim, Gavaldik shiurim on Zoom, and so much, why you Torah, anytime, and so many different websites, the Torah is endless. Baruch Hashem. So he tells a story, it's always about that king. that the king said that whoever gets to the top of the mountain is going to be able to marry the princess. And some people thought it was a joke, some people didn't. And they start climbing this mountain. And thousands of people, princess, they say she's beautiful. And they say so many great things, royalty. And obviously some people can't get it. It's a big mountain, it's very hard, and the people that can't get it, they make fun of it, and it's a joke, it's not true. And most people give up, and then there's two people trying, going to the mountain, and it's hard getting up that mountain. There's two people, and one guy's like, I can't do this. And the other guy's like, okay, let's go. He's trying to help him. They're competing with each other. And he's like, I can't do it. And then the other is one guy left, but he can't get up the mountain. Just pushes a little more. So far away. And he gets to a point in the mountain. And he's like, this is weird. And then there's an elevator that just pushes him right up. And the princess, after he gets up, the princess says, oh, thank God you got here. I didn't think anyone was ever going to come and make the mountain. And I knew there was an elevator there, but it was just that extra step and you pushed yourself. God wants all of us to take that extra step. That one little step, that breakthrough that will get us. But we have to want it. We have to desire it. Just keep on pushing. We're doing so much. We have to be proud of ourselves. It's a yontif, shvuis, simcha. We have to be proud of our accomplishments. So many times we beat ourselves up. We go, okay, everyone could always do more, of course. But this is a time that we got the Torah. We're the Am HaNivchar. We love the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. This is the time. This is the time to make Torah real. To show that the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have a relationship with Him. And that's the idea. The idea, again, from the Maharal, 48 ways of getting the Torah. And that last level, the Siyata Deshmaya, how Hashem is in our lives in a very real way. Let us make this day of Shavuos. Let us make Kabbalas HaTorah. We all have different Kabbalas. Let us have those journals. If we didn't start now, or we want to start, we could always start now. Just small little things to show that Hashem is practically in our lives. Bez Hashem, this is the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Let us re-accept the Torah B'Ratzon, and even though we have a lot of difficulties, but we're going to push through. We're going to just do those extra steps, and then we're going to get to that princess. Bez Hashem, let us have an amazing Shavuos, Kabbalas HaTorah, with the flowers, showing that it's a process. Everything in life's a process. And Bez Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Yom Tov.